Chapter 11. Trophies of Grace. The grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant, with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. 1 Timothy 1, verses 14 through 16. The highest honor conferred on any person serving in the Defensive Forces of the United States of America is the Medal of Honor. This medal has been given to only 3,571 individuals since its inception in 1862, and it's awarded only to those who have shown conspicuous and intrepidity in battle. The actual medal is made of inexpensive materials, but the honor it confers on an individual is priceless. It's a federal offense to manufacture any facsimile of the Medal of Honor or sell it. The Medal of Honor is a trophy of honor. It signifies a victory won at a cost. Most of the Medals of Honor are presented posthumously by Congress because most of the recipients lost their lives in battle. Their families are given the medal to remember the great courage of their relative. These medals are displayed by and priceless to those who have them in their possession. Every medal has a story of some valiant act, courageous deed, life saved, and victory won. In the same manner, our Lord Jesus, as the great champion of grace, has won many medals of honor. These were won as he battled the forces of evil to rescue one victim after another from the prisons of darkness. Jesus said he, like a stronger man would, goes into a weaker enemy's fortress, overcomes him, spoils his armory, and plunders his goods. Luke 11, verses 21 through 22. He literally ransoms the prisoners from the enemy's grasp. Then he displays these acquired individuals as trophies to his grace. No second-class believers are in the economy of God's grace. Every believer is a testimony to the power of the champion of grace. In Mark 5, we're told, when the disciples' boat docked where the Gadarenes lived, they were met by a fearsome sight. Charging full force toward Jesus was a naked, crazed, screaming, aggressive, and demon-possessed man. I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like this, but I have on more than one occasion. It's terrifying. Jesus immediately took command of the situation. He ordered the legion of demons to vacate the man's body, and they literally begged him for mercy.